We've got the Tucson-based band Run Boy Run in studio. They are tuned up and ready to give us a tune. And we're going to be chatting with them very shortly. But right now, let's just have them start things out with a song. Live in the KCT studios, that was Run Boy Run. Welcome, and thanks for making time out of your schedule to head out here to Ignacio and provide us with some fun music.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And you guys did the party in the park. You kicked off this 2000 season of the KCT, or the concerts in the park in downtown Durango's Buckley Park. And how did that go, by the by?
It was great. Yeah, we didn't realize we were kicking off this series, but we had the honorary position, you know, front linebacker, and it was great. I mean, it's a huge, you know, beautiful setting right there in downtown Durango, and sun was out, weather was great, food was great, people were nice. So it was, you know, we've been rained out on many occasions, and we remember all those occasions because we're from Arizona and they're memorable. But it's just so thankful, you know, you're so thankful when you get a good setting like that and a kind audience, and it was a fun day.
There also seems to be a Telluride buzz right now, so we made mention of the festival, and we know it's just a couple hours down the road, and everybody cheered, so it's a good time to be playing this kind of music in this region.
Yes, indeed. It's always a good time, but this is probably a better time than most, because we actually have some of our staff here in Telluride at Bluegrass this weekend, and you know, it's just a huge thing, and you know, one of the major benefits of living in our little corner of the world here. You know, so speaking of corners of the world, you guys are from Arizona, and can you introduce yourselves and sort of tell us about the band to all our listening audience?
Sure. Yeah. It's, so over there on the left is my sister, Grace. She's playing the cello and singing. She was singing lead on that last song. And then my wife, Becca, is there playing guitar and singing. And today with us, we have Susan Holmes from Santa Fe on bass. No stranger to this area. And I'm Matt Rowland. I play fiddle. And today we're missing our fifth member, Jen Sandoval, who is Becca's younger sister. She actually has a lead role in a Shakespearean play, so she is up in Oregon doing that play right now. But yeah, we formed back in 2009, and we got started. We had known each other growing up in the bluegrass and old-time community of Arizona, and when we got to the University of Arizona, we just kind of all coalesced on front porches and started jamming and started this band, entered a couple band contests, and we've been full-time as a band since 2013. Got four records out and tour the country most of the year round, but summertime's kind of the big time to get on the road and hit those festivals and get around the country.
And speaking of traveling, you mentioned that some of you are heading up to Idaho now. You're sort of splitting your destinations, and
we're parting ways after this little radio spot. And Becca and I are headed up to Idaho for the National Fiddle Contest, where we grew up going there as kids. And so I'm going back as a judge this year. That means I get the guaranteed pay, which is nice. But I'm excited to be going back. And
no pressure now.
I know.
You can provide the pressure.
It's a fun festival, very historic. And it's not very fun if you don't like fiddle music. But if you like fiddle music, it's a great week.
It's a dream.
Yeah, and then Grace is headed back down to Arizona. We're going to meet back up. We're teaching at the Roland Fiddle Camp. So our family has a music camp over in Westcliff, Silver Cliff, over in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, which happens next week. Or sorry, the week after next. So we'll be back up in this area for then.
Nice. So you mentioned your family. So is that sort of how you got your musical bug when you were a little kid? You were just surrounded by a musical family and just decided to carry on with that tradition?
Yeah, we got started. So the core of the band is two sets of siblings. And the Sandovals, they had a family bluegrass band called Matazelle, which is a mountain range where they grew up in Arizona. And we had the Roland family band, and I buck danced, and Grace sang cowboy songs and yodeled Cowboy Sweetheart. So we got our start doing that in family bands. And so although when we came together to form Run Boy Run, we didn't think of it as a family band. Ended up being that way. We couldn't avoid it, I guess.
It was inevitable, yes. So, Becca, you are playing guitar this morning, but you're also a fiddler, I understand.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I know Matt's going to be judging, but are you going to be competing? Is he going to be a little nepotism there?
I will not be competing. But his brother will be competing, so I think that might be the day they give you your one day off in the 7 days that you're there judging.
Excellent.
So, but I'll be up there jamming and hanging out, and we know a lot of folks who go up there, and the jamming is great. So I'll be up there to hang and enjoy myself for sure.
Very good. So what is it about this type of music, aside from probably being steeped in it since you were a kids, you know, what is that... this type of music, how does it call to you? I mean, why are you still playing it all these years later? I mean, what's your heartstrings tugged by this music?
It's funny that you asked that question, because a friend of ours just sent us an article that he had been interviewed by a professor at the U of A. He's a psychologist in Tucson, and he's also a musician. And the article was about sad music and why we're drawn to it, or kind of the darker side of things. And something I think about a lot with this music, because much of it speaks to kind of a darker side of humanity and what was happening, you know, during that time, poverty and death, the loss of loved ones, and separation from loved ones. And I think that there is a form of healing and acknowledging that side of things and being able to sort of remember it, but also move forward with music and use that as a way of generally celebrating life. And I think that's something that's interesting about this music. It has that dark history and some very dark elements, and some of the songs we write have that as well. Folk, and a lot of my favorite songwriters, Dylan comes to mind, and Gillian Welch, just sort of a nod to that that side of things that's difficult to confront, but that we're all confronted with at some point, and just the power of music and being able to remember while moving forward and moving forward with strength and dignity. So,
very well put.
Thank you.
So, resident English major over here.
Well, can you guys move us forward with another song?
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Well, on that note, we should do I Would Fly.
Sure.
This is an original tune off of our latest release, the EP I Would Fly. Let me just capo up here.
This is from a record we put out in September. This is the title track off that one. Grace is going to sing it. That's one that Becca wrote.
1, 2, 3, 4. A storm rained down on a Friday morning. It was a day like no other. Come and gone by Friday evening. Well, it didn't leave me with much to believe in. And Mama slipped out on a Saturday morning. It was a day I hold on to. The smell of rain on a dried up meadow. A crack in the door and a moving shadow. And by Tuesday morning, well, I was alive. And by Tuesday evening, well, I would fly. And Papa got married on a Sunday morning. It was a day I remember. And the soles of my shoes stopped me short of dancing my way into forever. But by Tuesday morning, well, I was alive. And by Tuesday evening, well, I would fly. Home in the early morning. It was a day I'll never forget. A dusty road and I didn't look back for a second. It was a day I'll never forget. And by Tuesday morning, well, I was alive. And by Tuesday evening, well, I would fly. And by Tuesday morning, well, I was alive. And by
Music from Run Boy Run, live in the KSUT studios on this Friday morning. And that was the title track from their latest release, I Would Fly. And so, how does your writing process work? I know we discussed your love for this type of music, but how do you channel that into individual songs, and what's your muse in that respect?
I think we all take a pretty different approach. We all write, and I guess, I would say it helps me a lot to write from different perspectives. I find that when I attempt to get into the head of someone I don't know or want to know or am interested, someone who I find interesting, just whether that be an actual person or an imaginary person or a fictional person, that can really get the muse going and sort of allow me to write a narrative that is maybe interesting or dark or happy, or, you know, so that's kind of, sometimes I find that that's an effective approach for me.
And sometimes I think we're intentionally trying to echo or channel the old time tradition, or even the kind of folk formats, you know, the verse chorus and all that, the structuring and essence of folk music. But sometimes it just kind of happens unintentionally. So Becca's written a lot of songs that were pointed directly towards the old time tradition because that's what we want to speak to, but sometimes it just, not intending to, but because we grew up in it, it just kind of comes out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one of your big fans is Garrison Keillor, and tell us a little bit about how your initial encounter, and then you've had several appearances on Prairie Home Companion, so that's exciting.
It was exciting. We felt really lucky to have gotten the invite, and it was back in 2013 when we were first on the show. Actually, both times we were on the show were in 2013. He was doing a broadcast from Arizona State University, which is where Grace went to college, and we just kind of put our hat in the ring. I mean, we had gotten connected to a photographer of the show through a member of the Chandler Symphony who knew the band and was just like, you should contact them. And they're always looking for talent and, you know, looking for bands that play this kind of music. And so it seemed like a wild pipe dream, just not possible to get on the show. But you know, they really check out every band that gets sent their way. And Garrison, as you probably know, he's a big fan of three-part female harmony, especially, and he's been a big advocate of that. And so he heard the three girls singing together, and I think that helped us get on the show. And he's a genius, you know, a genius of the word and of the moment. And so we had a lot of fun doing that first broadcast and seeing it all come together. It really does. It gets invented that weekend. And, you know, they write the skits, they choose the music, and then the band, and everyone just comes together. It's a well-polished machine. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, right after the show, he came backstage with his computer open and said, "When can I have you back?" It's a terrible Garrison impression, but
when can I have you back?
That sounded more like
that was great.
What's his name? Never mind.
So yours is pretty. You've got that radio voice going.
Good.
But we went out to St. Paul and did a couple months later, and just we're so, you know, thankful for that opportunity. We called it the Prairie Home Companion effect, because it introduces you to a huge new audience, and it opened that door to us getting on the national circuit, and it crashed our website. All good things.
Good problems to have, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I got to ask you this. What's the story behind the band's name? There's one guy in the band. Does it have anything to do with all the females saying, "Run, boy, run"?
Most frequently asked question.
You can decide who's running from whom.
Yeah. It
could go both ways. But no, it comes from an old fiddle tune that I learned from a Texas player named Benny Thomason. And we kind of, when we were just starting out, we were primarily an old-time string band. And so we liked having that harken back to those string band roots. But we also liked the symmetry in the name. It was kind of energetic. But as time has gone on, I mean, we have appreciated that it has this idea of, you know, you have one foot in the past, but it's a very forward-looking, forward-moving name. And I think that kind of exemplifies a little bit what we're trying to do as a band, that we have these roots, but we're writing our own songs and trying to put a fresh face on the name and the type of music.
Well, you guys are definitely succeeding at that. And I know you've got a lot of traveling to today, so Again, big thanks for coming in to the KCUT studios and making this little session happen. And can you play us out with a tune?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, we'll close it out with an instrumental, actually. This is a tune off of our record, Something to Someone, that we recorded up in Seattle. And it's inspired by a Charles Dickens novel. It's called Sunday for Larks, which comes from Great Expectations.
Very nice. Sunday for Larks from Run Boy Run, live in the KCUT studios. And thanks again, you guys. And would you let our listening audience know where they can obtain some of your fine music on your website, etc.?
Absolutely. www.runboyrunband.com.
All righty. All right. Thanks again. And we're going to actually play a tune off your latest Run Boy Run release off of I Would Fly. And this is Who Should Follow Who.
All right.
Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
When you find that you want different things, who should follow?